From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The United States is seeking to reassure Saudi Arabia and other Gulf allies in light of developments suggesting a warming of relations between the U.S. and Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Riyadh Saturday. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
As they sat almost shoulder to shoulder in Riyadh, the Saudi foreign minister gave no indication of a rift with the U.S. over Iran.
No, I don't see a coming together of the United States and Iran.
Kerry said the U.S. stood firm with Saudi Arabia and its other Gulf allies.
There is no doubt whatsoever in the minds of the countries make up the GCC that the United States, as we have said many times, will stand with them against any external threat.
In spite of these assurances, Gulf countries could have broader concerns about U.S. policy, say analysts. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Riyadh.
Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from Airbus when President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi saying Iran Air and Airbus will sign the agreement. Akhundi has not given any specific terms, including the price of the planes. The cost will run billions of dollars, but Iran badly needs the planes to upgrade its fleet of passenger jets, which were subject to years of sanctions and suffered from a lack of maintenance. The international agreement on the country's nuclear program that went into effect this month removed those barriers. VOA News. Millions of people along the east coast of the United States will spend Sunday shoveling driveways and sidewalks as they dig out from one of the largest snowstorms on record. Some got a head start on the big cleanup late Saturday as the snow began tapering off in the Washington area, but not before as much as 60 centimeters of snow came down.
Just staying warm and, you know, taking breaks because it takes a lot of energy when you're shoveling this amount of snow. If you try to do it all at once, it's really dangerous, so you have to take many breaks.
Trucks with snow plows are expected to operate around the clock over the next few days as the city tries to reopen roads that have been virtually impassable since Friday evening. Further up the coast in New York, many people are getting around on foot with a ban on vehicle travel in effect to allow crews to clear roads. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border and is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu in Istanbul. Doreen Jones reports.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoglu. The meeting comes ahead of next week's scheduled Syrian peace talks in Vienna. Biden, addressing reporters with Davutoglu, stressed that diplomacy is not the only option for Washington in resolving the situation in Syria.
We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh.
Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Dozens of migrants who forced their way onto a ferry docked in the northern French port of Calais are back in their camp. Riot police escorted about 50 of them from the Spirit of Britain ferry late Saturday. The incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of migrants. Thousands of refugees fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East have been living in tents in a vast slum near Calais for the past 12 months. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.